to Out of the Blue Showcase, our special show, and it is 33? Is it 33 yet? Hang on. One moment, please. Hey, did you miss me? Ha! The power of modern technology. Yeah, it is episode 33. That's right, episode 33. And it's our special New Year's show. Of course, it's still kind of Christmassy because I got the Christmas music going. But anyway, this is a show originally aired January, well, actually December through January, get it, New Year's Eve, of 2002-2003. This is just before we started the third season that you've been listening to of the Out of the Blue Showcase, third season. This has John O. Smith, and myself, Frank Strong, John Lee Egan, and then we got a bunch of people that are showing up in this. The late great Jimmy Pryor, the late great Chicago Rick Lussie. We have, let's see, who else? Steve George, or he likes to be called Steve E. George now. And then, let's see, who else we got? We have a bunch of people from the Blue Band that's showing up in this show. Matter of fact, what I'll do is I'll just put all this in the notes and maybe come back at the end and get everybody caught up, because I'm kind of throwing this together because it's huge and I can't do the whole thing, because it would be almost 3 hours of music. So, and I know, and it's good. So I, but I think an hour's worth is gonna be about right. And hopefully, somewhere-ish in there, I wanna try to make it, so I'll let you know when it will be New Year's. So if you're listening to this on New Year's and you want this to say Happy New Year at midnight, I'll try to find out the exact timing of that, but again, you'll have to look for that in the description, which if you're listening to this, you probably didn't read the description and so you have no clue, but I'll try to put what exact time it is that we do the Happy New Year, so you can, if you're at home, you can celebrate with us back in 2003. Now the real band, or at least my band, the Blue Showcase is not doing anything this Sunday or Saturday, but the Backstage Boogie Band that I play with is playing playing 9 to 1 at Thirsty Sportsman over on Southeast 9th and McKinley Avenue. It's a giant place. Come on out. It's awesome. And we will play funk and rock and blues. And, of course, we don't actually say we play blues, so that's a lie, but we do play blues. But, you know, in case of Barner's listening, we don't play blues. It's always a party. We just put on a party. We are Des Moines' number one party band. So come on out and enjoy some music with us if you're around New Year's Eve with the Backstage Boogie Band. All right, we got to get going here because I'm going to run out of time. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Iowa Blues Showcase featuring Jimmy Pryor, Steve George, Chicago Rick, and Gene Jackson. Yeah, I forgot him. Those guys are all Hall of Famers, although at the point we recorded this, Steve George was not a Hall of Famer yet. And unfortunately, two out of the four are no longer with us. But ladies and gentlemen, this is a heck of a show. Hope you enjoy it. Also, John O. Smith and the original Other Brothers will kick us off after we do an intro. And, of course, Frank Strong will do the one of $50. Wow, what a show, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy. Good night. Happy New Year.
How do you follow a belly dancer? I don't know. Welcome to the Iowa Blues Showcase. There you go. Welcome Welcome to the Iowa Blues Showcase, our special New Year's Eve extravaganza, featuring Steve George. That's right.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Mr. Chicago Rick Lussie. Mr. Gene Jackson.
Yeah.
And the remarkable, the wonderful Midnight Cowboy, Mr. Jimmy Pryor. And the world's most dangerous blues band, the Bad Boys of the Blues. Mr. Price, Cheney, Heath Allen, Funky Marlowe, Rob Lombard, and various members of the blues band right here tonight. So, once you enjoy the show, don't go nowhere because we're going to be going all the way till 1 o'clock. How you doing? Well, we're all glad to be here. We normally do the Iowa Blues Showcase at the historical building. We've done that for the last couple years. Thank you
yeah,
for those of you
Iowa
been
Blues
there.
Showcase, yes.
I know. Hey, how you doing? John O. Smith, director of the bands.
Good. It's good to see everybody out there tonight.
And Mr.
Welcome.
Frank Strong, who normally helps us with shtick, but he's walking off the stage. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you what, we're going to let Jono take over here for a few songs. He's brought his band, the Other Brothers.
Thank you.
And they're going to kick it off right.
Key of G there, Rob. We are the Other Brothers. This is called Des Moines Blues. This morning with the Des Moines, Iowa blues. Rolled out of bed with those Des Moines, Iowa blues. Time passed so quickly, here I am again in my working shoes. Another blue Monday, out the door and on the run. If I can get through Wednesday, I can make it till Friday comes. Grab my pay, gonna have a little fun. Feel some mountain air blowing in my face. face, ladies and gentlemen, Rob Lombard. Nothing to lose. Rob Lombard, Rob Lombard, we are the other brothers. A bite to eat, but there is something I can't ignore, 'cause if I've said it once, I know you've heard it before. Well, you're a mean-headed woman, you think of things ain't never been done. Well, you're a mean-headed woman, and I mean that in more ways than one. We got our first dancers of the evening. Woo! Corner, and there you are, riding by in a big black car. I see you laughing, but you don't see me. Tell me, how did one and one become three? Well, you're a mean-headed woman, you think of things ain't never been done. Well, you're a mean-headed woman, and I mean that in more ways than one. Get over you. So give your new man this message from me. The sooner it's over, the sooner he's free from such a mean-headed woman. You think of things ain't never been done. Well, she's a mean-headed woman, and I mean that in more ways than one. Thank you. I think of things ain't never been done. You're such a mean-headed woman. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. She's a mean, mean woman. Mean, mean woman. A mean-headed woman. Mean, mean woman.
Brothers, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so very much. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome there, John.
Well, Frank, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
You know, it's this time of the night we like to do Des Moines on $50, where we give Frank $50 and he goes out and finds something exciting to do in Des Moines. And Frank, what did you do with your $50 this
week? Well, you know, this is kind of a special time for us, you know. This is kind of the end of the year, as I understand it.
Yes, right? It is.
So we got a top 10 list of things do and fit in Des Moines for $50, and I'll read through the list starting with number 10. You can get in Des Moines 12 soft shell tacos from Tasty Tacos.
Wow.
That's $50 worth.
That's a deal.
Yeah, and you also can you can drive the entire brand new Des Moines Beltway for less than $25. We got a brand new Beltway. Goes clear around town. So if you want to go around town, buddy, it's the Beltway or no way. Okay?
Really? $50?
That's $50.
That must be a discount for miles. I think it'd be more than $50.
Well, you gotta hitchhike part of the way.
Oh, okay.
And you can also take 25 of your favorite friends with you to the Botanical Center if you do it now, and if they're all from Des Moines, because you got to be from Des Moines.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
To be an attraction.
Yeah, if you were West Des Moines, it'd be more than 50, wouldn't it?
No, that's right. You can only take yourself if you're there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And you could take 9 folks to the zoo with you if you want to go to the zoo, because it's only $5
that's
if you're a resident.
If you're a resident,
and you're not a resident, by
no,
the way.
No, I'm not.
Okay. And you can take another 4 folks with you if you want to go down here, if you want to go to the Science Center, you can also take 9 people.
Oh, okay.
Now, number 5 is you can take 4 folks with you if you want it on $50. You can take 4 folks with you and go over and visit Big Earl's. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And the other thing you can do with $50 is you can buy a $50 gift certificate at the Adult Emporium, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, hey, yeah, that's a deal.
Okay. And the other thing you can do, down to number 2 now, this thing you can do, ladies and gentlemen, with $50, is you can make a donation to a Republican candidate for the office of Senate.
Oh.
And then you can go to a meeting and record that meeting if you wish and give it to somebody else.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah, all right.
All right, you're all right with me now. The number 1 thing you can
do. Oh, wait a minute, drum roll, please. Go ahead, Frank.
The number 1 thing you can do in Des Moines on $50 is, of course, come down here to the Hotel Fort Des Moines, the Raccoon River Works, and celebrate Happy New Year with us. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
Yes. All right. Thank you.
Frank Strong, Des Moines on $50.
All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to bring up our first guest. He's a Center Street alumni, although he was such a young man down there that... He told me he was underage when he used to sneak in there, but we won't tell anybody. He's originally was from Marshalltown way, way, way back, and he's here in Des Moines, and he sings off and on, and we're trying to get him back into the scene. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Steve George. And we got old Heath here from the Blue Band. Maybe we can sneak him up here to play a little saxophone here somehow.
Yeah, Heath,
somehow.
Come on up, please.
Need the mic.
Dancing is permitted. Come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Come on. Living life.
baby, take me by the hair. Back to the same old place, sweet home Chicago. Come on, one more time with me. Oh, come on. Baby, don't you want to go? Yeah, buddy, guys, come on, girl. Baby, don't you want to go? Chicago, but might as well be. Everybody's hip. Yeah, this band's too tough.
Let's hear it for Steve George one more time, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank y'all. See you in a little bit. Thank you.
Steve's going to be right back.
I got to go over here and have that heart attack.
That's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do a little switching up here. We got three Iowa Blues Hall of Famers. We're going to get it all in one shot here. But before we get these up, we just want to remind you that we've got a show going on at the DMAC Building 5. It's called the Iowa Blues Showcase. Starts January 4th, runs through the end of March, and you're all invited. It's a free show. That's right, free show. Same kind of music you're getting tonight. You'll get out there at DMAC. All right? Starts every Friday night, every Saturday night from 5 to 7 o'clock. It's at Building 5 DMAC, and that is located right in the heart of Ankeny, and you can't miss it. So come on out and enjoy the show. Well, I'll tell you why they're coming up. I'll give you little introductions here. On the guitar over there tuning up is Mr. Chicago Rick Lussie. You can catch him every Friday night at Blues on Grand from, I think it's from 5 to 7 o'clock. And he's got one of the hottest blues bands in town, so you got to get there. He plays authentic Chicago blues, so you want to hear it there. And they got free food. It's down at Blues on Grand every Friday night, the after-work release party. And he's an Iowa Blues Hall of Famer. On the drums, he lives in Colorado now, but a long, long time ago, he was a fixture on Center Street, which was the greatest street in Des Moines for blues and jazz from about 1920 up until 1966 when the club started closing down. Mr. Gene Jackson over here on the drums.
Gene's played with a lot of great bands, so probably the one that that you know would be the Soul Brothers, one of the great bands from the 1960s that played all those great soul and R&B hits and were around Des Moines for a long time. And then the gentleman in the red who'll be coming up to sing with us here. He's 87 years young, came to Des Moines in 1960 on a two-week engagement and stayed for 40 years. He's known as the Midnight Cowboy. You can catch him with the Fat Tuesday Band. Ladies and gentlemen, the Midnight Cowboy, Mr. Jimmy Pryor, right here.
Hello, everybody. Time really flies. Time has passed so fast it's made an old man out of me. But I'm still having fun. Blues in G. I'll count y'all, baby.
Gene's,
Happy New Year to everybody.
Gene's messing with the drums here.
We're glad everybody's aboard here.
All right.
Everybody ain't got a board, get a plank.
All right.
Just a medley of songs, baby.
A one, a two, shuffle G. One, a two.
One, two, three, four.
Thank you.
me, baby, all night long. Rock me, baby, to my back, ain't got no bone. Then you roll me, baby, like you roll a wagon wheel. Roll me, baby, like you roll a wagon wheel. I'm going to roll me, baby. Your high school make me feel. Rock me, baby. Honey, rock me so. Rock me, baby. Honey, rock me so. I want you to rock me, baby, till I'm born no more. Roll, roll, roll. Baby, yeah, come. I'm going to Kansas City. Baby, yeah, come. They got them crazy little women. I'm gonna grab me one. I'll be standing on that corner, 12th Street and Vine. I might be on that next corner, 18th and Vine. With my Kansas City baby, a jerk. Oh, Kansas City boy. I might take a plane, I might take a truck. If I don't get there, I don't give up. Kansas City, I see my baby one more time. They got that crazy way of loving. I'm gonna grab me one. Get it, Rick. Go ahead, baby. Back up, hold your hand. I'm going to Louisiana. Bring back up, hold your hand. I'm gonna fix my woman. She won't want no other man. I got my mojo working.
Mojo working.
Mojo working.
Mojo working.
I got my mojo working.
Mojo working.
That mojo is working.
Mojo.
I've got that mojo working, just won't work on you.
Man, you pounding on that thing.
Now this is going to be the first part of the second part. A little old fast domino tune, is that right? C, fellas. I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. Dream. come true. The wind and the willow blade, the sweet melody of the little vows that we make forever to be. Now we are apart, but you thought of me still, for you were my thrill. Ever to be. Now we are apart, but you thought of me still, for you were my
Santa is almost here. Santa.
Quick version.
Santa's almost here. It's 11:55.
Yeah, quick version though, okay?
Midnight hour, yeah, right up midnight hour.
Yeah.
Because you know what we're waiting for.
Key.
C, we start with flat.
All right. Okay.
You know what time we're waiting for?
Oh,
Here we go again, one more time. Here's a little number in C.
A what?
As we said, everybody down here at this Raccoon River, boy, we got some girls in here can really do the twist.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And oh. C. All right. Yeah, that's it. Come on, fellas. Come on, baby. Let's do the twist. Come on, little girls. Goes like this. Come on, little miss. We're coming to the twist. Come on, baby. Let's do the twist. Come on, little girls. Goes like this. Come on. Oh, Frank! Frank's doing a twist. Hey, you go round and round and round and round.
Round and round and round and round and round.
Round and round and round and round and round.
Come on.
We're gonna do a twist. Come on, little miss. We're gonna do the twist. Come on, man, come on. Gonna do the twist now. Come on, little girl. Goes like this. Come on, little miss. We've gotta do the twist. You should see my little sister. You should see my little sister. Man, she knows how to rock. Had a twist. Hey, she go round, 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 round,
round, round, round, round,
round, round, round, round, round, round,
round, round.
Come on, let's do the twist. The night was clear and the moon was yellow.
Stagger Lee.
See, and the leaves came tumbling down. I was standing on the corner. Heard my Rudolph bark. Barking to men, gambling in the dark. Stagger Lee. Men who gambling. Stagger Lee through seven. Everybody started through eight. went home. I'm gonna get my 44. I'm coming back to that barber just to pay that debt I owe. Staggerly, shot it, shot that poor boy so bad. That bully with the billy and hit that old poor boy over there. Go, 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 go,
Staggerly,
go. Go,
Staggerly, go,
go, one more time. Go,
Staggerly,
go, go, one more time. Go, go, go,
Staggerly, go, go, Staggerly, go, go, Staggerly, go, go, go,
go, Staggerly,
go, go,
go. How you like me now? That's some old-timing numbers.
And who is the new sax player that just walked in? What's your name there?
Gary King.
Okay. Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Holy cow. And Nebraska. Well, right here, we got the Iowa Blues Hall of Fame guys right here. We got an Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Famer on the saxophone, ladies and gentlemen. So Gary King and Heath from the Blue Band here. Are there any other Blue Band people out there hiding around? How you doing?
Rick's got a song he wants to sing, talk. Want to play? Rick F. I have had my fun. If I don't get well no more, I've had my fun. If I don't get well no more, my health is failing me. Baby, you know I'm going down slow. Please write my mother. I just wanna tell her, shape that up, man.
You're all right, Jimmy. Then what are you gonna say?
Please write my mother. Tell her, say that I'm in. Tell her to pray for me. Forgive me all of my sins. We'll be right back. Mama looking for my clothes home. Yeah, on that next train south. Please look for my clothes home. If you don't see my body, I declare all you can do is moan. So, mama, please, please, don't you worry. This is all in my prayer. In this world, somewhere. Hey!
All right. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. That was
all right.
That was us many, many years ago at the Raccoon River Brewing Company. This was a show. Excuse me. I should get a button, you know, you push when you cough, like the pros have. Of course, I could go back and edit that, too, but, why do that? Anyway, this was a show put on by Bob Dorr. He puts on these big New Year's Eve shows. Matter of fact, he's putting on one now up in Cedar Falls, Waterloo. So, if you happen to be in that area and listening, you probably have time to get to it and buy your ticket. And also, if you somehow skipped back here or you're listening to this really early, if you would like to hear us say Happy New Year on New Year, start the podcast at 45 minutes till midnight at 11:15. And at midnight, we will say Happy New Year. And I'll post that in to the description. But anyway, Bob Dorr always put on these big New Year's Eve shows. And this is highly edited. It's actually a three-hour show. And, as you know, someday, maybe next year, I'll actually do 3 days and I'll give you the whole thing unedited. But, this was, a bunch of great, Iowa Hall of Famers and Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. And, let me go through that real quick. Again, this is at Raccoon River Brewing Company. Bob is actually playing in the Hotel Fort Des Moines. He also had acts going on in other ballrooms, and then we were down in Raccoon River. So it was like a 4 or 5 acts going on, plus multiple acts on multiple stages. And they were always great shows. But like anything, over the years, as the blues crowd has gotten older and grayer and faded away, then, you know, it went to smaller and smaller venues. And now he's sticking around home. He hasn't played Des Moines in probably 3 or 4 years on a New Year's, which I'm hoping we can get that back going again. That would be nice. It's the blues. But anyway, here's the list of everybody who I could pick out playing. First off, the whole show was engineered by Phil Moss. He is... still works for Iowa Public Radio and is one of their engineers. He recorded the show. He also was a longtime sound man for the Blue Band. And, of course, the show was put on by Bob Dorr. Our little show was the Iowa Blues Showcase in the Raccoon River Brewing Company. It had myself on piano and vocal, although I don't think I sang that night. John O. Smith, and he brought the other brothers, so they were the house band, and that included John Lee Egan and Gary. Hang on, I had to email John O. just to get his name, because I wanted to make sure we got it. Gary Lofsted. It was a long time ago, people. He played drums, John Lee Egan on bass. Frank Strong played harmonica. And then our scheduled guest for the show that I brought in were Steve George on vocals, Gene Jackson, who played the drums, and then Chicago Rick Lussie, who played guitar with Jimmy Pryor, and then that Hideaway, obviously, that was him. One of Des Moines' legendary great guitar players. I wish we had more of him, but at least we featured him on one song. As a matter of fact, that's probably one of his last live performances that I'm aware of, because he had gotten sick and then he died not long after that. Jimmy Pryor sang and played the kazoo, and you can tell where I learned all my kazoo lines from. I learned it from the master himself. Then, as far as I could tell who played, I know that Heath Pascal played on the sax, Gary King played sax, Rob Lombard is bouncing in and out on harmonica on some of this with Frank Strong, and then it's possible Bob played drums on one of those songs, because I remember mentioning him on a couple of those earlier songs that I had cut out, and he may have still been on the drums at some point. And then I know Bryce Janey had came in and played guitar, but I don't think he was on any of those that I played. And that was actually three CDs that I condensed down into an hour. So that was the whole show. And again, thanks to Bob Doerr for his many years of service on New Year's Eve, finding work for a lot of us. The blues in Iowa, we owe him a lot. Anyway, hope you had a good New Year's. And I'm going to, hopefully, if everything works out on New Year's Day, Brandon Dennis's show will finally get on the air. I know. We finally got it done. We had some production slowdowns. And Doug finally got it finished, and now I've got to actually put it together. So hopefully Sunday night at some point, another show. I know I said it was going to be on Christmas, and it didn't happen, but I have the disc in front of me. Hopefully Brandon Dennis will be on show 34. And then show 35, I have no idea what we're going to do. Hope you guys had a great show, and I'm sorry about 2016. Yeah, it sucked. It did suck. But you know what? The blues will get you through it, ladies and gentlemen, because the blues will keep you alive and make you smile on your face. Ladies and gentlemen, it will heal you what ails you, ladies and gentlemen. That is true. So please help us keep the blues alive. Download, share, and please, please subscribe. The more people subscribe, the better we look on the charts, ladies and gentlemen. And we are working our way up. We're into the top 10 in Podbean for blues. So keep it going, ladies and gentlemen. And we're nearing 2,000. We'll probably hit 2,000 before the next show comes on. So, hey, thank you. Congratulations. And have you a great year. 2017 has to be better, right? Okay, probably not. But you know what? We'll make it better. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. That Blue Showcase.